Alexis Strobe. After meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Tel Aviv, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is urging Israel to engage with the region on post-war plans, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Blinken says every partner he has met on this trip say they're ready to support a lasting solution that ends the cycle of violence and ensures Israel's security.
But they underscored that this can only come through a regional approach that includes a pathway to a Palestinian state.
The U.S. and Israel are united against Hamas, but are sharply divided on the future of Gaza.
Israel must be a partner to Palestinian leaders who are willing to lead their people in living side by side in peace with Israel and as neighbors. And Israel must stop taking steps that undercut Palestinians' ability to govern themselves effectively.
Israel has vowed to keep going until it destroys Hamas. A military spokesman says the fighting will continue throughout 2024. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Pentagon is now releasing details of Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin's secretive hospitalization. Austin was treated for prostate cancer in late December, according to medical officials at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, and made an emergency trip to its intensive care unit on January 1st due to complications from the procedure. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has the details.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin remains hospitalized after being rushed to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center on New Year's Day for an infection following surgery to treat and cure his prostate cancer. White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby said Austin did not tell the president about his cancer until Tuesday, more than 2 weeks after his December procedure and 8 days after he was rushed to the hospital. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Yemen's Houthi rebels have fired their largest ever barrage of drones and missiles targeting shipping in the Red Sea, forcing the United States and British navies to shoot down the projectiles in a major naval engagement. The attack by the Iranian-backed Houthis came despite a planned United Nations Security Council vote later Wednesday to potentially condemn such actions. The proposal would also demand an immediate halt to the attacks by the rebels, who say their assaults are aimed at stopping Israel's war on Hamas in the Gaza Strip. However, their targets increasingly have tenuous or no relationship with Israel. The violence imperils a crucial trade route linking Asia and the Middle East to Europe. That raises the risk of a U.S. retaliatory strike on Yemen. The World Economic Forum says false and misleading information supercharged with cutting-edge artificial intelligence is the top immediate risk to the global economy. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In its latest Global Risks Report, the organization says misinformation and disinformation are the most severe risks over the next 2 years, highlighting how rapid advances in technology also are creating new problems or making existing ones worse. The report also finds an array of environmental risks pose threats in the longer term. The report's released ahead of the annual elite winter gathering next week of CEOs and world leaders in the Swiss ski resort town of Davos. The risks report is based on a survey of nearly 1,500 experts, industry leaders, and policymakers. Charles de Ledesma, London.
AP correspondent Norman Hall reports that voting experts say claims of unauthorized migrant voting are unsupported.
In 2017, the Brennan Center for Justice examined 42 local jurisdictions around the country in the 2016 election. Of 23.5 million votes cast, election officials found only about 30 cases of potential non-citizen voting. And in Georgia, a 2022 state audit found fewer than 2,000 instances of non-citizens attempting to register to vote over 25 years, none of which succeeded.
Norman Hall from AP. A new report says climate-altering pollution from greenhouse gases declined by nearly 2% in the United States in 2023, even as the economy expanded at a faster clip. The report from the Rhodium Group said the decline is a step in the right direction, but far below the rate needed to meet President Joe Biden's pledge to cut U.S. emissions by half by 2030. Last year's relatively mild winter and continued declines in power generation from coal-fired plants drove down emissions in the U.S. power and building sectors. At the same time, transportation sector emissions rose, led by continued rebound in airplane travel and increased gasoline consumption. Higher domestic oil and gas production also led to a small increase in industrial emissions. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Best music now. VOA 1.